Book of Ephesians. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah through the will of Yahweh, to the saints being in Ephesus and faithful in Messiah Yahshua. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Blessed is the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven through Messiah. Even as he elected us in him before the foundation of the world, for us to be holy and without blemish before him in love. And he marked us with his love to be his from the beginning and adopted us to be sons through Yahshua Messiah, according to how it pleased his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace in which he poured upon us by his beloved One. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, according to the riches of his grace which he caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and understanding. Making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself. As a stewardship of the fullness of the times that all things might be made new, both in the heavens, and the things on the earth, through Messiah. By whom we have been chosen as he marked us from the beginning so he wanted to carry out everything according to the good judgment of his will. That we should become the first to trust in Messiah to his honor and glory. In whom, you also have heard the word of truth, which is the good news of your salvation, in him you have believed, so you were sealed with the Holy Spirit that was promised. Which is the pledge of our inheritance, to the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Because of this, hearing of your faith in our Master Yahshua Messiah and your love toward all the saints, I also do not cease giving thanks on your behalf, making mention of you in my prayers. That the Elohim of our Master Yahshua Messiah, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. The eyes of your mind having been enlightened, for you to know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us, the ones believing according to the working of his mighty strength. Which he worked in Messiah in raising him from the dead, and he seated him at his own right hand in heaven. Far above all cherubs, and authority, and power, and dominion, and every name having been named, not only in this age, but also in the coming age. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the congregation, which is his body. The fullness of the one filling all things and everything. Chapter 2. And he has quickened you also who were dead because of your sins and trespasses, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the will of the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit which is active in the sons of disobedience. In those very deeds in which we also were corrupted from the very beginning through the lusts of our flesh, doing the things willed of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as the rest. But Elohim, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, he made us alive together with Messiah by whose grace we are saved, and raised us up together and seated us together in heaven through Messiah Yahshua. That in the ages to come, he might demonstrate the exceeding great riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Messiah Yahshua. For by grace you are saved, through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of Elohim. Not of works, that not anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Messiah Yahshua unto good works, which Elohim before prepared that we should walk in them. Because of this, remember that you, the nations, were then in the flesh from the beginning, and you were called uncircumcision, differing from those called circumcision, which is the work of the hands in the flesh. That at that time you were without Messiah, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers of the covenants of promise, having no hope and without Elohim in the world. But now, in Messiah Yahshua, you who then were afar off, are brought near by the blood of Messiah. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the wall of separation between them. In his flesh he has caused to cease the enmity due to the laws and regulations, that he might in himself create the two into one new man, making peace. And he reconciled both in one body to Elohim and destroyed the enmity through the crucifixion. And coming, he proclaimed, peace to you, the ones afar off, and to the ones near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. So, then, you are no longer strangers and family members living abroad, but you are natives of the same family of the saints and children of the family of Yahweh. being built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Yahshua Messiah himself being the cornerstone of the building. In whom all the building being fitted together grows into a holy sanctuary in Yahweh. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of Elohim in the Spirit. Chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, am the prisoner of Messiah Yahshua on behalf of you, the nations. Have you indeed heard of the stewardship of the grace of Elohim given to me for you? He made known to me the mystery by a revelation, as I wrote to you before. So when you read it, you are able to realize my understanding in the mystery of Messiah. Which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as now it was revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. For the nations to be joint heirs, and a joint body and joint sharers of his promise in Messiah through the good news. Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of Elohim given to me, according to the working of his power. This grace was given to me, I being less than the least of all the saints, to preach the good news of the unsearchable riches of Messiah among the nations. And to bring to light all, what is the fellowship of the mystery having been hidden from eternity in Elohim, the one creating all things through Yahshua Messiah. So that now to the principalities and to the authorities in heaven might be made known through the congregation the manifold wisdom of Elohim. According to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Messiah Yahshua our Master. In whom we have boldness and access in confidence through his faith. Therefore, I ask you not to faint at my troubles on your behalf, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah of whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. That he may give you, according to the riches of his glory, by his power to become mighty in the inward man through his Spirit. That through faith Messiah may dwell in your hearts, having been rooted and founded in love. That you may be given strength to grasp, with all the saints, what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And to know the surpassing knowledge and love of Messiah, that you may be filled to all the fullness of Elohim. Now to him being able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power working in us. To him be the glory in his congregation in Messiah Yahshua, throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Chapter 4. Then I, the prisoner of our Master, exhort you to walk worthily of the calling in which you were called. With all humility and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, being eager to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you also were called in one hope of your calling. One Yahweh, one faith, one baptism, one Elohim and Father of all, the one above all and through all and in you all. But to each one of us was given grace according to the measure of the gift of Messiah. Because of this, he says, having ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. But that he went up, what is it except that he also first came down into the lower parts of the earth? He that came down is the same who also went up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And indeed he has assigned some to be apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Messiah. Until we all may come to the unity of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of Elohim, to a full-grown man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah. So that we may no longer be children, being blown and carried about by every wind of false doctrine of men, who through their craftiness are very skillful in deceiving the people. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, the Messiah. It is through him that the whole body is closely framed together and united at all joints, according to the gift that is imparted by measure to each member, for the guidance and control of the body, in order to complete the edifying of the body in love. Therefore, I say this, and testify in the Master, that you no longer walk even as also the rest of the nations walk, in the vanity of their mind. Having been darkened by their intellect, being alienated from the life of Elohim because they have no knowledge, which is because of the hardness of their heart. Who, having cast off all feeling, surrendered themselves up to lust, and to the practice of all uncleanness with a desire for more and more. But that is not what you have been taught in Messiah. If indeed you heard him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Yahshua. Lay aside all your former practices and put off the old man, having been degenerated with deceitful lusts. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to put on the new man, who is created by Elohim in righteousness and true holiness. Therefore, put away from you lying, and speak the truth each with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry but do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil a chance. The one stealing, let him steal no more, but rather let him labor, working what is good with the hands, that he may have something to give to the one who has need. Let not any evil word go out from your mouth, but words that are good and useful for edification, that it may impart a blessing to those who hear them. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of Elohim, by whom you were sealed to the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, and anger, and wrath, and tumult, and evil speaking be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Elohim has forgiven us through Messiah. Chapter 5. Then become imitators of Elohim, as beloved children. And walk in love, even as Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh for an odor of a sweet smell. But let not fornication, and all uncleanness, or greediness, be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Also cursing, and foolish talking, or witty insults, none of which are necessary, but rather the giving of thanks. For you should know this, that anyone guilty of fornication, or unclean person, or a covetous one, who is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Messiah and of Elohim. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for through these things the wrath of Yahweh comes on the sons of disobedience. Then do not become partakers with them, for you then were darkness, but are now light in the Master, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, and you must discern what is acceptable before our Master. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather condemn them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things being done by them in secret. But all things being condemned are exposed by the light and are clearly revealed, for everything having been revealed is light. Because of this, he says, arise, sleeping ones, and rise from the dead ones, and Messiah will give you light. Then watch how carefully you walk, not as unwise, but as wise ones, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understanding what the will of Elohim is. And, do not be drunk with wine, in which is debauchery, but be filled by the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and praising in your heart to Yahweh. Giving thanks at all times for all things to Yahweh the Father in the name of our Master Yahshua Messiah. Submit yourself one to another in the love of the Messiah. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as to our Master. Because a husband is head of the wife, as also Messiah is head of the congregation, and he is the Savior of the body. But even as the congregation is subject to Messiah, so also the wives to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Messiah also loved the congregation and gave himself up on its behalf, that he might sanctify it, cleansing it by the washing of water and by the word, that he might present it to himself as the glorious congregation, not having stain or wrinkle, or any such things, but that it be holy and without blemish. So, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies, he loving his wife loves himself. For then no one hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even also as our Master does to the congregation. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this, a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak as to Messiah and his congregation. Nevertheless, let every one of you so love his wife as himself, and the wife, that she give reverence to the husband. Chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and teaching of our Master. Slaves, obey your masters according to flesh, with reverence and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as to Messiah. Not with eye service as hypocrites, but as slaves of Messiah, doing the will of our Master from the heart. Serving as slaves with goodwill to our Master, and not as to men. each one knowing that whatever good thing he does, this he shall receive from the master, whether he is a slave or a freeman. And masters, do the same things toward them, forgiving their faults, knowing that the master of you and of them is in heaven, and there is no respecter of persons with him. For the rest, my brothers, be made powerful in our master and in the might of his strength. Put on all the armor of Yahweh, for you to be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For our conflict is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, and with those in authority, and with the possessors of this dark world, and with the evil spirits that are beneath heaven. Because of this, take up all of the whole armor of Elohim that you may be able to resist the evil one, and being prepared you shall prevail. Then stand firm, having girded your loins about with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. Also, put on the helmet of salvation, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Through all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, and watching to this same thing with all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Pray also for me, that to me may be given speech in the opening of my mouth with boldness to make known the mystery of the good news. For which I am an ambassador in a chain, that in it I may speak boldly as it is right for me to speak. But that you also may know the things about me, what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in our master, will make known all things to you. Whom I sent to you for this same thing, that you might know the things about us, and he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brothers, and love with faith, from Yahweh the Father and the Master Yahshua Messiah. Grace be with all those that love our Master Yahshua Messiah without corruption. Amen.